Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
Okay.
Y'all so patient. Thank you. Hold on just a second. Let me grab Loretta.
Okay. Okay, baby. No.
Angela?
Yeah,
it worked, Loretta. We got it.
Okay.
Hello?
I'm sending them back a message, letting them know. Thank you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, I heard Mom. Did I hear Auntie Carrie?
Yes.
Okay, did I hear Auntie Betty? Auntie Betty still there? Is Bruce there? Hey, Loretta, who do you have?
I just have Mom and Auntie Carrie and Mr. Werner. Can you send them an email? They had to reset us so we can get back on. So.
Hey, you can call in now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Conference.
Sorry, you can call in now. Okay, I'm signing off from this live talk conference.
Hey.
Okay, we have Bruce.
Yes.
Auntie Betty. Brian.
Yep.
This is Brian.
Brian, are you by yourself?
Yeah. Danny ain't made it in yet.
Oh, okay. Bruce, did you put yourself on hold?
Me?
Yeah. No?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, sorry about all the delays, guys. The system just locked up on us, and we had to live chat with someone to get us to reset our schedule time. So thank you for being so patient with us and willing to hang in there to have our weekly prayer service. Bruce, are you by yourself?
Yes.
Do the kids know that they're on for birthday song tonight?
I'm pretty sure they don't know. But Jordan does, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we have Candace?
Yes, ma'am.
And LaToya?
Oh.
Angela, are you by yourself?
I think Keisha left to go.
God.
Okay, Angela.
Let's start.
I guess we should start. It's seven people logged in, and by being so late, I think we need to go ahead and get it started.
Okay, let me make sure I have everyone that is in attendance today. We got Mom, Mr. Barner, Auntie Carrie, Loretta, Bruce, Brian, Candace, Latoya. Did we have Auntie Betty come back?
Yes.
And Auntie Carrie, correct?
And myself. Okay.
Jordan will be here shortly.
Okay. Keisha should be calling in too.
I bet they over here. Okay. Okay, somebody gets calling in now. Good evening, Keisha.
Hi.
Whenever you're ready.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Thank you for being so patient with us tonight. Our session tonight is on God Promises of Joy. And joy is the source of great pleasure. It's something that you already have. Just realize when you have God on your side, there should be joy in your heart. You don't have to ask for joy, just thank Him for joy. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, bow your head for the opening prayer and the blessing of the prayer line, please. Father, I first want to thank you for our family for being consistent and obedient and giving you honor and praise in your name. We realize that this family could be doing anything else on a Sunday night, but we all chose to be here on this prayer line, knowing that you are in the presence. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you remove anything and everything that is not of you away from our prayer service tonight. We ask that you bind it up and send it back to the pits in which it came from. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love, your patience, and we thank you for your guidance. We ask that you continue to breathe in us, filling us up with the Holy Spirit. Lord, order our steps. Continue to lead and guide us on the path of righteousness. But first, we ask that you go before us to make our path straight. Dear Lord, we ask that you allow us to hear your words, to hear your words on what you have to say about joy. We love you and we thank you just for you being you. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Thank you, Loretta. Guys, as you know, tonight is open session night, and we had talked about not going by the schedule. But if anyone has chosen any of those books to read, let me know now. Otherwise, I'm just going to go down the list and allow you to say what you would like to say.
Okay. I chose John 15, 10 through 11.
Okay. Excellent, Mom. You can go ahead and read that.
Okay. If ye keep my commandment, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandment and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. That's John 15:10-11. Amen.
All right. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And I chose to read John 16:22.
All right.
Amen.
And ye now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man can take it from you. That's John 16:22.
Amen. Amen.
I mean, joy that God gives us, no one can take it away from us.
That's right. Amen.
Thank you, Aunt Carrie. All right, mm-hmm. Anyone else? Book of Romans or First Peter, anybody?
I'll do it.
Who's I?
Oh, this is Cinnamon.
Oh.
Who? Candace.
Go ahead, whoever I was.
I. Now I don't know what she said after that. Okay.
Romans 16:13. Okay, I got you. Romans 16:13. Yes. Pardon me. I was just double checking. Okay, Romans 16:13 reads, greet Rufus, chosen in the Lord, and his mother, who has been a mother to me too. What did I do with joy?
I don't know. I read that twice.
Say that again. I didn't hear.
I was just wondering what it had to do with joy.
Because he was chosen in the Lord.
Rufus.
And his mothers were chosen too. That's what it was. They were chosen by God.
I guess that was the joy.
That's the joy about it.
Yeah, Rufus.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, maybe if we had read a couple of verses before, we probably
would have. Before and after, you would have got it.
Got it. Okay. Oh, okay. All right. Bring us that joy, Lord.
Well, I'll go ahead and read 1 Peter 1:8. 1:8. Though you have not seen him, you love him. See him now, you believe in him, and are filled with inexpressible and glorious joy. Amen.
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 Did Jordan ever join?
Yes.
Yes, I did. Hello, everybody.
Hi, Jordan.
Hi, Jordan.
Hey, Angela.
Huh?
I guess it'll be Jordan and Kadarius doing the birthday song.
Yes, but let's make sure we got all the birthdays for this week.
Okay.
At Dominique. Now we had Sage from last year. One of someone's grandbaby.
No, it will be this week. Yeah, Sage and Pierre.
Pierre, you had it right, Loretta. Pierre, okay.
Okay, Carrie, are those your grandkids?
Yes, those are twins.
I said.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I wrote that in my last book. I couldn't understand why I had twins up there.
Okay, and Frieda.
Yeah, we got Frieda on the 17th.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the twins on the 16th and Dominique on the 15th.
All right. Okay, Jordan and Kadarius.
Ready to speak?
Okay.
Here. Hold on. Here he is.
What I got to
say, Jordan, I'm ready.
Okay. One, two, three. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. I'm not good.
All right.
Amen. Amen.
Jordan?
Yeah,
Hoover?
You
know
our song already.
Okay, okay. All right, well, happy birthday, Dominique, Frida, Pierre, and Sage.
Amen. Happy birthday.
Okay. Let's do the round table. Yes.
Okay.
I was gonna do round table. You wanna go first, Auntie Carrie?
Yes. I just found this card. I don't know where it comes from. It just dropped somewhere, and it's about sin. Sin will take you further than you want to go, cost you more than you want to pay, keep you longer than you want to stay. The author is unknown.
Okay. Mr. Gentry, that's something you want to read, too.
Okay, I'm going to go down the line. I'm going to say everybody. Were you done, Auntie Carrie?
Yes, I'm done. It's just something just dropped out, and I said we need to know that sin will take you further than you want to go, cost you more than you want to pay, keep you longer than you want to stay.
Okay. Amen. Thank you for that. Okay, Mr. Jim.
Oh, yeah, I would like to read Philippians 4:4-7. Rejoice in the Lord always.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I said, rejoice. May your moderation be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing but everything by prayer. Supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. In the peace of God, which is all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. How about you, Brian? Do you have anything? Okay. How about you, Mom?
That's it.
Did you pass?
Yeah.
Okay. LaToya?
I passed.
Okay. Candace?
Real quick. 1 Corinthians 8:1.
Amen.
We know that we all possess Corinthians. We know that we all possess knowledge. Knowledge puffs up, but love builds up. The man who thinks he knows something does not yet know as he ought to know. But the man who loves God is known by God.
Amen.
What scripture was that?
1 Corinthians 8:1. Well, 8:1-2. 1-3. Mm-hmm.
1-3. And I can hear your background. Keisha.
Is that me?
Yeah. It could have been, but it doesn't sound. I don't hear it now.
Oh. Sorry.
Do you have
I'll
anything?
Go back. No, I passed.
Okay.
I can't think of anything.
Brown North. Thank you. Hey, Auntie Betty.
Yes.
All righty. Bruce?
Okay, I just want to go over a little bit of the teachings that I got today in church. As Christians, we are basically a part of God's advertisement and his marketing team. Our actions, our lifestyles, our behavior, our character is being looked at. And my wife always said, you know, non-believers, they're not going to read the Bible. But what they will do is they'll read you.
Mm-hmm.
And with that being said, we might go around saying that we know God, but does God know you? So we have to basically be able to spend time with God. We got to have a relationship as God, a relationship with God. And as a Christian, you are a follower of Christ and his doctrine. And when I say his doctrine, I'm referring to the word of God and his teachings. And when you're a follower of Christ and his doctrine, you will bear his fruit. And when I say his fruit, I'm talking about love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. And we got to be more mature as Christians. And God blesses people on the level of their maturity. So we got to continue to kill our flesh daily so that we can receive and live in the Spirit of God. And I just want to leave on reading some scriptures from Galatians. Galatians chapter 5. Verses 19 through 26. And it reads, now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousy, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in the time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And to those who are Christ's have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. Amen.
Amen.
Well said.
Okay, Loretta, would you like to come?
Yes, I would like to share something out of the Daily Bread, going back to August 22nd. It goes on to say, ponder your past. A 40-year-old Australian man gave away his entire $4.7 million fortune after concluding that his wealth and lavish spending were keeping him from real life and happiness. He had the feeling he was working as a slave for things he did not wish for or needed. It was the biggest shock in his life when he realized how horrible, soulless, and without feeling the five-star lifestyle is. His money now funds charities he set up to help people in Latin America. Proverbs 4 urges us to consider carefully our own road in life, and passage contrasts the free. Unhindered path of the just with the dark, confused way of the wicked. Let your heart retain my words, keep my commands, and live. keep your heart with all diligency, for out of it spring the issue of life. Ponder the path of your feet, and let all of your ways be established. In verse 26, each verse encourages us to evaluate where we are in life. No one wants to go through life on a selfish, heartless road, but it can happen unless we consider where we are going in life and ask the Lord for his direction. May he give us grace today to embrace his words and follow him with all our hearts. If we pursue mere earthly gains, we choose a path that ends in pain. But joy remains within the soul when we pursue a heavenly goal. You are headed in the right direction when you walk with God. Amen?
Amen.
Jordan, would you like to say anything?
No.
Okay, you pass. All right, did I miss anyone?
I would like to say something.
Oh, okay.
I went to Atlanta yesterday, and I stopped by my friend's house. She was 90 years old last month, and Miss Warren. And then I went on to the birthday party, which was Miss Richardson, and she was 80 years old. So I thought that was wonderful that no people had all those years, you know, they done lived all those years, and they would come to be my friend at the home, and I went with Miss Richardson. So I enjoy being around people older than I am, and it's just a blessing to know that they have a lot of wisdom that you can pick up from. So I just want to express that. And we had a wonderful time.
And I want to see those years too, boy.
I just want to share that this past weekend, actually we got home this morning, my husband and I, we drove about an hour and a half outside of Phoenix to Tucson, and we went on a marriage retreat. And first of all, I just want to give the Lord many, many praises. The fact that my husband was willing to go on this marriage retreat, that was a blessing in itself.
Yeah, praise the Lord.
And I prayed all week long, just asking the Lord to help ensure that he's open and receptive to the gift. And amazingly, you know, one of the little tasks that we had to do was to look each other in the eye and thank the Lord for blessing us with each other. And I just am so grateful just to hear the words that my husband shared in thanking God for blessing me with him. They were like poetry. It was just so beautiful, and it was just nice to know that you're loved in that manner. And you know, and being a husband and wife, you get so busy in your everyday thing, you don't take the time to share those things with each other. So I just want to share that. It's just a blessing, that my husband went. And it's nothing but the Lord working in our lives, and I'm just so grateful and for all of his grace and mercy.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Anybody have anything else? If not, we'll move on over to Sick and Shut In. All right. Let's bow our heads. I'll do the Sick and Shut In.
Oh, can I say something?
Oh, yes.
Because I wasn't aware you was going to do the Sick and Shut In, so I was going to add this on there. But let me go ahead and say this before you do this.
Okay.
I would like to say my surgery went well. And I thank everyone again for their prayers and the phone calls, especially for Mom, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Betty. The phone calls brought so much joy in my heart. I couldn't do anything but thank the Lord and smile. But I want to thank you all again. My real test starts tomorrow when I go back to work. But I know I'm taking God with me, so I know everything is going to be just fine. But thank you all again so much for your concern and care.
Oh,
and Toya, Dr. Simmons. Amen. There is Dr. Simmons, too. I had two doctors in the house.
All right. Okay. If you have bow your heads, please. Lord, call me. Call me to find a place where you can heal my life of those things which empty my spirit. Call me to the rest and the comfort that you and you alone would give. Help me become transfigured and thereby change me for the good of my soul. Help me find that place in you and allow me to dwell there, if only for a brief season. Then with faith and assurance, I can face today and tomorrow. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Alrighty. We have Aunt Betty to do the closing for us. Is there anything else before we bring the call to a closing?
Well, I have to say that Hubert did call in to say he apologized for not being with us tonight, but he's here with us in spirit, he said.
Okay.
Thank God for that.
You close us out with Matthew 6:9.
Yes, I'm going to read Matthew 6:9-13, okay?
Okay.
Amen. Our Father in heaven, may your name be kept. May your kingdom come. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today the food we need and forgive us our sin as we forgive those who sin against us. And don't let us yield to temptation, but rescue us from all evil. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hey, and next week we will have the Victorious Foundators coming to us with what to read when you are establishing a new home. So that'll be next Sunday, August the 21st.
All right, then. Okay, everybody.
Have a blessed week. Good night.
Nice.
Love you all.
Bye. 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 Bye